It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning. Today is May 22nd. Well, we can just call it the 22nd day of May 2024. And you're welcome to this special edition of Open Heaven Hour. Every session with our devotion is always special. And like I've mentioned, we'll be using our Open Heaven devotional. And the author for this amazing book is Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye.
When striving seems my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ.
Regardless of where you're tuning in from, I want to say a very big welcome to you. Because as we all know, the day is not complete without having a taste of the Word of God.
Fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came.
Once again, I want to say welcome to Open Heaven Hour, a time where we gather to take our devotion. And the book we use this session is The Open Heaven by Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye. And today we'll be looking at a topic that says, what is your focus? What is your focus?
There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain.
Our hymn for today is in 10. And as you can hear at the background, it is in Christ alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Since curse has lost its grip on me.
Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2. And it says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. And our Bible reading. Before we go to our Bible reading, our Bible in a year is Nehemiah chapter 8, from chapter 8 to chapter 10. That is our Bible in 1 year. So if you want to catch up with the Bible in a year, this is quite helpful. So for today, you can take Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Reading for today is taken from Colossians chapter 1, chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Our Bible reading is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Take your Bible and come along with us.
He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground.
Once again, this Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. And it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Praise God. May God bless the reading of his word.
This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied for every sin.
Open heaven reads, from my experience as a lecturer, before going into full-time ministry, I know that in a class, not everyone's focus is on understanding what is being taught. Some students are focused on the teacher's clothes, some on how he talks, others on impressing other students, and so on. What is worthy of note is that those who focus on less important things lose a whole lot in the end. The same thing plays out in God's kingdom. Many Christians do not focus on the right things. All some Christians want from God is a new car, a new house, a promotion, and so on. Because they might get what they are focused on, but lose out on the more important things they have ignored. Jesus Christ said that you should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added to you. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
My song, this cornerstone.
In other words, if you just focus on making it to heaven by being righteous here on earth, cars, houses, and other material things will automatically come your way. I am a living testimony of what Jesus said. In this verse of scripture, I set my focus on the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and now I cannot count how many of these other things I have. The best part of this is that I am also on my way to heaven.
This gift of love, righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus,
why focus on things that are temporal instead of things that are eternal? Focus on the internal things, and the temporal things will follow. Many people never reach the heights that God has ordained for them because somewhere along the line, they take their focus away from heaven and start pursuing material things. Their prayers change from, Lord, help me to love you more, to, Lord, give me this and that. You need to remember that when the role is called up yonder, none of these things will matter anymore. Ask anyone who has had a near-death experience, and they will tell you that material things, as flashy as they may seem, are not worthy of the attention given to them. From now on, make Paul's admonition in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, your lifestyle. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are temporal are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Today's open heaven comes with a reflection that says, search your heart. What really are you focused on? As we conclude today's devotion, please enjoy the song, the hymn of the Baptist.
Is the power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns.
Thank you for joining us today. Till next time, have a blessed day.